This sikha is from Tavshin Nunbeis, Shabbos Parshas Chayesara. This was also addressed to the Kinnus HaShluchim, International Kinnus HaShluchim, which this year also comes out of Shabbos Parshas Chayesara, Mavarchim, Chodesh Kislev. The sikha is actually a long sikha, and very deep sikha talks about where we find shlichus in the parsha. Because here Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer as a shliach that he should find the shidduch for Yitzchak. So the whole sikha talks about this particular shlichus and what it means and what it ought to be Kabbalah and so on. As usual, we're going to focus mainly on what the Rebbe said here in reference to the subject of Mashiach. In other words, this is the conclusion of this whole long sikha, which would take probably a few shiurim to learn, a few weeks probably. Before we start the sikha, let me just mention 2 points as we begin, which is going to be clearly brought out in the sikha. One point, which is many times a question that's many times raised, both by people outside of Lubavitch, people inside of Lubavitch, about the commotion regarding Mashiach and things that are being done. And people raise the question that for so many years, for 40 years, the Rebbe has been doing so many things, Miftsayim, affecting the whole world, did so many beautiful things, and all these things that are being done now were not done then. It's all new. And it's kind of ruining things a little bit now. It was so much nicer and more acceptable then. And basically the question is, where does one get to say that something new has to be done now that was never done before? So in this sikh we'll see that these are actually the very words of the Rebbe himself. Not only how the Rebbe talks about Shlichus, about Mashiach, but the Rebbe gives an introduction saying that I'm going to tell you something now which is totally new and it's totally unprecedented and it is a time for a new Avodah. Another thing is that sometimes we hear people saying that even though everything we say about Mashiach, it's in the Rebbe's Sichus and it's very clear, however, this is something that should be kept inside as a family secret. How could we know and how could we say that the Rebbe meant it specifically for people who are out there on Shlichus, dealing with people who are very far from a lot of the ideas that we're familiar with, and to them it might be overwhelming, more than they can handle. How do we know that the Rebbe meant them? So once again, if you look at this sikha, we see that this sikha, the Rebbe is speaking directly and explicitly to the Shluchim, and telling them what their shlichus is out there. So it'll make things more clear to us. The sikh is in Yiddish. So as usual, I won't read the Yiddish words. I'm going to lechatchila. I'm going to read from inside, but I'll translate in English. It'll be easier to follow. As you look at the heading, by the way, the sikh, it gives the date. And then in the smaller words, it says, Psichas Kinnus HaShluchim HaElami, which means the opening of the International Kinnus HaShluchim. The Kinnus HaShluchim starts usually Thursday night. They have workshops, and Friday there are workshops, and Shabbos there's Fabrengens. However, the Rebbe always considered, and you see this here as well, that the official opening session of this international Kinnus is actually by the Rebbe's Fabrengen. In other words, the Rebbe, his Fabrengen, that opens the Kinnus. So that's how the Sikha begins. As we stand by the beginning and the opening of this international Shluchim convention, the Shluchim of the Rebbe, my father-in-law, the Nasi of our generation, who are found all over the world, in the four corners of the world. So at first, we have to mention the premise and to express the purpose of the Shluchim in our generation in general, and especially the new dimension to the shlichus, which is only recently has been added, has been has been put in a new dimension to the shlichus. And what is the new dimension? These are the words that are emphasized. The kabel pnei mashiach tzedkeinu begula amitis vashleim. The Rebbe says clear, this is something new in the shlichus, but yes, it hasn't been there before. But now the Rebbe elaborates on that. Kimaduba kama pomim, as it's mentioned many times, that in addition to the nekuda mishutefes, there's a common factor in all aveda of shlichus of all yidden, because the truth is all yidden are shluchim of the Eibishter. The Eibishter sent our neshama down from Shemayim to this world. That's a shlichus. He sent us away. And the purpose of the shlichus is, as it says, ani nivreisi l'shamash eskeinu. Why was I created? For the exclusive purpose to serve Hashem. So this is the shlichus of all yidden, and this is something which is in common. All yidden have things in common. We all have the same Shabbos, the same kashrus, the same tefillin, the same 613 mitzvahs. So there are things where everybody has something in common with the other person. Befrat from the shluchim from the Seder Reinu, and also specifically the shluchim of the Rebbe, the Nasi Adir, there's a nekudah mishutefes. There's a common factor that applies to all the shluchim in shlichus, which is applicable at all times. That's in general. But from time to time, there's something new in the shlichus, which is a specific and unique shlichus, and this permeates, and this becomes the gateway to which all the inyanim of shlichus are oila, that they ascend, that they elevate. Let me explain what these words mean, because it's using terms from Chassidus which were explained in detail in other sources. First of all, let me just mention that this whole concept of a new shlichus, new things to do, to a certain extent, in general, this was something which is one of the things that was always controversial regarding what the Rebbe does. When the Rebbe comes out with a mitzvah, for example, when the Rebbe came out during the Six-Day War, that was the first one probably, the mitzvah campaign of tefillin. Go out, find a yid, put on tefillin. And by now, millions of yidden put on tefillin on account of that. No doubt that tens of thousands of lives have been changed on account of that. And today, many other circles do the same thing. They go out, put on tefillin on people, but then it was a new thing. And then there were a lot of arguments people raised. How could you do it? And it's not right, for various reasons. And the Rebbe gave a sicha answering all the questions. People raised questions in halacha. People raised questions other than halacha. A whole long list of questions. But there's really one question which always keeps coming up. And that is, the Chassam Sofer, who is the known pesach probably as far as halacha is concerned, he stands out amongst everyone in halacha in the last 250 years. So he was a very big fighter against the Haskalah movement. And he had a certain phrase that was used in the war that he waged. And let's remember, though, that the Haskalah movement initially was not so clear as it is today, reform, conservative. In the beginning, it was run by frum people who kept Torah mitzvahs. In fact, Mendelssohn himself, the founder of the movement, was a religious Jew who davened three times a day. And they say that there were times where there was a meeting with German dignitaries. He would say, I'm sorry, I have to make an interruption, I have to go daven mincha. Yet, they modernized specific things in Yiddishkeit. They compromised on certain things, and that was the beginning of their movement. So to certain people, it sounded like, this is the ideal, compromise to assimilate, to get part of the general community, the country. And of course, people like the Chassam Sofer and other great tzaddikim came out strongly against it. They saw the danger. So the phrase they used was, Chadash Osur Min HaTorah. Chadash Osur Min HaTorah means, is a halacha that applies to Eretz Yisrael, that things that grow in the field, in the new season, you're not allowed to eat until after the second day of Pesach. In the times of Beis Mikdash, there was a carbon, and there's a whole question in halacha whether it applies today, it doesn't apply today, whether it's Midraisim, Midrabanan. So he was saying Chadash, in other words, eating the new crop from the new field of the new season is Asur Min HaTorah. but it was a play on words. What it meant was a new movement. If it's new, forget it. Then it's dangerous and stay away from it. So many times this would happen when the Rebbe comes out with something new. The words you hear is chadashot. It's new. If it's new, forget it. Be concerned about it. Be worried about it. So of course, always the Rebbe shows us that this is not new. You can find this here in this place or in that place. That's a discussion in itself. As used as an example, I saw a letter where someone writes to the Rebbe. Seemingly, this was after the Rebbe came out with Mitzvah Neshek, that women should light Shabbos candles, and even little girls should also light Shabbos candles at the age of 3. And that it also was met with a lot of opposition, that you're not allowed to, and it's a new custom, and it'll get little girls to become independent from their parents. They have to know that they're included by their parents, they're not independent. The Rebbe's argument was that the kids are going to be independent anyway. That's where we're living today. So use this independence, channel it towards Shabbos lift that shouldn't go in other directions. Then the Rebbe brought sources that in so many communities, even like Brisk, which is a famous Lithuanian community, their little girls started to light candles from the age of 5. It's not a new Chabad thing, but it was forgotten in many places because of the war, the wandering. So that was another point. But the main point of the Rebbe was that now is a time where there's new darkness in the world that didn't exist before. And if there's new darkness, we have to add in light. I remember seeing this letter where someone writes to the Rebbe that they were speaking to, I think it was a relative of theirs, a woman, that her daughter should start lighting Shabbat a candle. He wouldn't allow it. And she said, my mother didn't do it, my grandmother didn't do it, and therefore I don't want to let her do it either. So the Rebbe writes back, ask her if her grandmother also put on makeup, if her grandmother also drove a car, if her grandmother also read the newspaper. Now, it wouldn't be something to think about that we don't do it these days. We're living in different times today. So the Rebbe is explaining just like things change in that sense, Torah doesn't change. But the application and the emphasis and where we have to put more energy into things, that changes when the need of the time is there. So that therefore, from time to time, the Rebbe comes out with a mitzvah, where the Rebbe sees this is a way today that you can bring more light into the world and you can take away the darkness from the world, whether it's candlelighting, whether it's Siddur Hashem, whatever it is. So the Rebbe says from time to time there's something new in the shlichus, which is a specific shlichus, a unique shlichus. This becomes the gateway, meaning to say this becomes the call of the hour. And just like it is with Yiddishkeit in general, any time of the year that I would sit down and learn the laws of Pesach, it's a good thing, it's part of Torah. But when it comes to 30 days before Pesach, this becomes the call of the hour. This becomes the Inyan in Yiddishkeit, which is relevant now, and this should take up more of my time and attention than anything else, because I have to prepare for Pesach. And the same thing is with Chanukah, and the same thing is with Purim, and every Yontif. So the same thing is also with the Shlichus. There are certain times where there is a new Shlichus, and this becomes the gateway for everything else. Alachas kama v'kama v'nidin didon, and much more so in our case, what the Rebbe is going to introduce right now. This chiddush, this new thing, is a chiddush klali. It's something very general. The ikri, it's very major. And it's not just a new detail or a new klal, a new general aspect in the shlichus, but this is something so major and so general that it is the most general issue in Yiddishkeit. It's preparing for Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu. Because this is something which includes and encompasses all the details and all the points of shlichus. As we spoke about this many times, and especially in the recent months and the recent weeks, based on what Chazal tell us, that even in the times of the Gemara, the dates that were set aside for the Kates, for Mashiach, have already been passed. We also have the notification of the Free the Kerebbe, where he said that we've already completed the Avodah of Tshuva. We went through that a few weeks ago. We also finished all the Avodah, even polishing the buttons, metaphorically. And now we're ready to receive Mashiach. And the Rebbe concludes, at least in the last words of this paragraph, now the Avodah Shlichus is to be ready, in actuality, to receive Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Pel Mamash. So it's understood. Therefore, it's understood that this is the agenda of today's international convention of Shluchim, that we should get together and come out with achlotis, with decisions and resolutions that will be actually fulfilled and carried out, and that is how to accomplish this specific, unique shlichus of this time, and that is Kabbalah's Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. What exactly is it? Then the Rebbe goes into the whole thing about the Parsha, and now we'll go to the end of the Sikh, which is the conclusion. Therefore, it's verstandig. From everything the Rebbe said before, it's understood that being that the Shluchim have long ago finished the beginning, the first phase of their Shlichus, of spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit and spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus to the outside world. And not only have they completed the first phase, but it's already long that they've completed the second phase, the middle phase of the Shlichus. And not only have they completed the middle phase, this is the part that I underline now, but they have also completed the Shlichus completely. And nevertheless, the Gula Mitzvah Shleima hasn't come yet. So we must say that there's still something left to do, and that'll bring the Gula in actuality. Just want to explain what these words mean. What does it mean when the Rebbe says that the Shluchim have completed the Shlichus? Obviously, there are still so many millions of Yidden that are lacking so much in terms of observance of Torah mitzvahs, and there's so much spiritual darkness in the world. What does it mean they've completed the Shlichus? Completed the Shlichus would mean that every single Yid in the world is following Torah mitzvahs. Every single Yid in the world is identifying with Yiddishkeit the way they should. But what does it mean they finish the Shlichus? So we understand from this, what the Rebbe is saying is that even though every Shliach, his job is to bring Yiddishkeit to all the Yidden around him, but the ultimate purpose of all that was by doing this to bring Mashiach. In fact, it's known that the Rambam writes, we spoke about this a few times, this is always referred to as one of the signs that we're living in the times of Mashiach. The Rambam writes, this is in Hilchos Tshuva, Hivticha Torah, the Torah promised us that at the end of the Golus, the Yidden collectively will be doing Tshuva, and Miyad Heine Golus, immediately they'll go out of Golus. In other words, when we'll see that Klal Yisrael is doing Tshuva, then, you know, this is right before they're going out of Golus. And the truth is, what? Right, so again, it doesn't mean that every single Yid has to do that. In fact, the Rambam himself writes, this is quoted by the Rebbe probably over 1,000 times, that everyone should know, the Rambam writes this, that everyone should envision the world that he is standing in front of he is like a scale that's balanced. And when a scale is perfectly balanced, all you need is one little thing to tip the scale. That's what the Rambam writes. And everyone should realize that if they do one little thing, they can tip the scale, and that way they can bring Mashiach. So if that's the case, it's clear that we don't need every single Yid to do everything right to bring the Geula. But because many times it has to do with quality more than quantity. But obviously, if enough Yidden do Torah mitzvahs, and if enough Yidden do this or that, that'll bring Mashiach. So the Rebbe is saying that seemingly the Avodah of the Shluchim was to bring Yiddishkeit to the world in such a way that it'll bring Mashiach, and what they needed to do, what they needed to reach, has been achieved. And really, by now, we should have seen the Geula. Being that we don't see the Geula, we're still in Golus, it must be that there's still something that has to be done, even though it's been completed. And what is it? I mean, just to use it as a mushel, could be we mentioned in this class, but these are things you can mention every week again and again, because the questions are so... are screaming at us. But just use as an example, in the Mishkan, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem to build a Mishkan. So he had to build a Shulchan and a Mizbeach, and he had to build all the details the way he was told in a very specific manner. But it says that after everything was built, and not only built, everything was set up perfectly in order with Rosh Chodesh Nissan, everything was all set. In fact, the 7 days they set it up and took it apart, set it up and took it apart. And the last day was set up permanently. And the Shekhinah still didn't come down. In fact, it says that Aaron was very upset because he thought it's because of him, because of what he did with the eagle. And then finally, they said a special tefillah, which is the tefillah v'yihi noyam, a pasuk in Kapitel Tzadik of Tilim. And as a result of that tefillah, the Shekhinah finally came down. Which means we see an interesting thing. Before, the Shekhinah couldn't come down because the Mishkan wasn't set up. That was a different kind of a problem. You didn't have it. Now the Mishkan is set up and it still didn't come down. Which means the vessel is here, everything is all set, but now we have to do something specific to bring down the Shekhinah, and then everything becomes complete. In that case, the specific thing was a special tefillah of the Hinayah. In a sense, the Rebbe is saying the same thing here also. Everything is set. Technically, what's needed to be ready for us to be Mekabel Mashiach, everything is set. Not only what the Shluchim did, but as the Rebbe explained many times, this is an accumulation of 2,000 years of Avodah. All the mitzvahs that all the hundreds and thousands and millions of Yidden did. All the mysterious nefesh. People who gave up their lives on Kiddush Hashem. All the suffering. All these hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of good deeds, they've now accumulated with the avoid of the Shluchim, whatever they did to spread Yiddishkeit the way they did. That was like the thing that finally made everything complete. And the Gula is still not here. So they're ever saying something yet has to be done to finally bring the Shekhinah down and the world becomes transformed. What is it? So in Yiddish you see it says here, undas is two dots. So we have to understand, according to this, what it's going to say now is like the main thing that's relevant to know and to do in order to make the final thing happen. Let's remember this is a sikha that the Rebbe himself edited. Not only said it, but he edited it and he gave it out to be published in the newspapers. So it says as follows, according to what is known. And here the Rebbe quotes the Bar Tanura, where he says, "V'chol der v'der, in every generation, Noilat echad mizera Yehuda shuroy Elias Mashiach liYisrael. In every generation, someone is born. It's a human being. A baby is born. A person is born, and this person is designated to be Mashiach. Similarly, it says in the Chassam Sefer. The next quote is from Chassam Sefer. Someone. It's all here in footnote 105, 106. There is someone that is designated because of his righteousness to be the Redeemer." When the time will come, Hashem will reveal himself to this person and he'll send them to take the Yidden out of Golus. Based on the notification of the Rebbe, my father-in-law, Nasi Dereinu, then the Rebbe says, the only Shliach of this generation, the only Mashiach of our generation. Here is again, like last week, where the Rebbe says explicitly, referring to the Friedrich Rebbe, Mashiach of our generation. You might be wondering, what does it mean, the only shliach of our generation? So you can just look for a moment on page 110, we didn't read this part, where it says Yud Gimel. There are a few lines underlined. Over there, and most of the Sikha talks about this phrase, Shlach na biyat tishlach. These are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem sent him to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he refused. He said, I'm not worthy. And he said to Hashem these words, Shlach na biyat tishlach. Who does he mean? He meant send Mashiach. You're going to send them anyway later, so send them now. So the Rebbe, the Sikha, explained, we see from this, that these words, Shlach na biyat tishlach, refers to Mashiach. If so, Mashiach is also a shliach. The Eibishter sends Mashiach to take Yidden out of Golus, so he's a shliach. So in the previous part of the Sikha, the Rebbe refers to Mashiach as the shliach. And here the Rebbe refers to that. The only shliach in our generation, meaning the only Mashiach in our generation. He said that we already completed everything, so it's understood that now starts the avodah of Shlach na biyat tishlach, the shlichus of the Rebbe, my father-in-law, and from this it's understood that the only thing which is left now in the avodah of shlichus, the only thing, these are the words, the only thing, the einzig gezach, is to be mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu v'mamish. Today, and we have to be receiving Mashiach so that he could fulfill his shlichus, and that is to take all the Yidden out of Golus. This paragraph is what follows the previous paragraph where the Rebbe says what's left to do. So what does it say here after all these words? It says here, A, that in every generation there's a person who's Mashiach. B, it says there who the person is in our generation. The Rebbe's words, the Rebbe, my father-in-law. and then see that the only shlich which is left now is that we should be mekabel Mashiach. We should accept him. And by doing that, this will empower him to lead the Yidden out of Golus. And again, we'll soon see more clearly what this means, how we do this. Let me go over to Yudalid on the same page, 111, Yudalid. Therefore, in Hotman the Hirab Apoil, from everything that was said, we have the instructions. Many times the Rebbe would speak about a certain subject, but wouldn't always conclude very specifically and precisely, so what am I telling you to do? And sometimes, and a lot of times, the Rebbe would conclude and say, so specifically, this is what you have to do. I'm spelling it out. That's what the Hayra means. That which should be taken as we stand here at the beginning and the opening of the International Kinnus of Shluchim. L'chayleresh means, first of all, have to go out with an announcement and a notification to all the Shluchim that the Aveda of Shlichus now and the Aveda of Shlichus of every Yid is to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. Does haste. This means Al Lepratim, all the details in Avedas HaShlichus of spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit and spreading the wellsprings of Chassidus should be permeated with this point and with this goal and with this objective, and that is how all these things will lead to Kabbalas Mashiach Tzidkenu. In other words, when you read the words before that this is the only Shlichus left, one might interpret this, which would be a mistake, that, oh, it means now stop doing all the other miftzayim of classes of learning, stop all the miftzayim to give out Shabbos candles, to put on film. Now there should be only one thing to do, and that is tell the world about Mashiach. The Rebbe says clearly, absolutely not. Everything that was done continues to be done, but now it's all done in a way that has to lead to being Mekabel Mashiach. In other words, to find a way that every mitzvah that I do, I find a way that this should enhance a person's acceptance of Mashiach. So, for example, I'm just going to use as an example, Chanukah is coming up. Chanukah is always a big time by the Rebbe to go out, and this also began after the Six-Day War. This began in 1967, Chanukah time. The Rebbe launched this massive campaign, and ever since it's very strong, to go out wherever you can, distribute Chanukah candles, and bring people to light Chanukah menorahs. Later started the big menorahs in public places and so on. So this was always the emphasis on Chanukah. Now, do we stop this? No, we continue this. But now we try to find a way to bring this to enhance people's acceptance of Mashiach. Which number one could mean, now when I make a Chanukah gathering and have 100 people sitting there and I tell them about Chanukah, I also tell them that Chanukah was redemption then, and we also have a redemption which is coming now. And you tie it in. In other words, you're connecting the mitzvah of Chanukah and the Chanukah campaign to this. In fact, as one shliach once said to me, a very interesting observation. He says, if I want to have 100 people show up to my Chanukah party, I probably have to send out 5,000 flyers. That's the way it works. If you'll send out 100 flyers, you'll have one person, maybe less. Send out 500 flyers, you have 20 people. If you want 100 people, you have to send out a few thousand flyers. That's the way it works. Everyone knows that way. It was a mailing. So he said like this, I send out a flyer. Out of the 5,000 flyers, I expect 100 people to show up. 200, 500 people would be a major success. But one thing, whoever reads the flyer, those will be 5,000 people. So if in the flyer I incorporate something about Mashiach, I've already brought Mashiach to 5,000 people, just to mention them that this is a basic principle of our Emunah, and that the Rebbe said that it's happening now, and we should prepare by adding a goodness and kindness. So the actual Chanukah party might have 100 people, or even 500 people, but on the other hand, I use this as a vehicle to bring the Emunah and Mashiach to thousands of people. So the Rebbe saying is the same with all the Miftzayim, that you can connect it. In fact, so many times we find that people got excited about the concept of Mashiach, and that's what brought them to the other Mitzvah. I must have told this story before, but a friend of mine who said he would go every Friday to specific places, people, he knew them already, they know him every Friday. He comes, they rolled up their sleeves, put on film. And every Friday, one of the places he went to was a gas station, and the Israelis working there. And most of the people put on film, but there was one guy who, not for me, every week. No, not for me, not for me. When the Rebbe came out with Mitzvah Mashiach, at that time, a lot of people put signs on their cars where it said, "Yikoinu l'beis Mashiach," get ready for Mashiach. So he drove up with his car. This guy walks over and says, "Mazeh, what's this sign all about?" So he tells him, the Rebbe said, "Mashiach is coming." So he says, "No, Mazeh yikoinu. How do you prepare? What are you supposed to do?" So he says, "Put on tefillin." He says, "Okay." Rolls up his sleeve and he puts on tefillin. What happened? I don't know. But that's what the Rebbe is saying, that his heart today is open to this Amun, and this is actually connected to all the Mitzvah. So you can use the Mitzvah to bring him to Mashiach, and use Mashiach to bring him to the Mitzvah. As it's also underlined in the theme, every Kinas HaShluchim usually has a theme, which is like the inspiring theme of the convention. In this case, they use the words of the Haggadah, "Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahavi L'meisa Mashiach." So literally it means that the words in the Chumash, "Kol Yimei Chayecha," teaches us that even when Mashiach comes, we'll be remembering Mitzrayim. But there's also a Hasidic interpretation, and that was their intention, using this as a theme, that it means, "Kol Yimei Chayecha," all the days of your life, Lahavi, underlined, you should bring, you should do whatever you can to bring Mashiach. So the Rebbe says like this, what does it mean, all the days of your life? All the Inyanim of Avodah, every day of your life, and within each day, every detail of the day, every hour of the day, you should see that it should be permeated with this theme, to do what you can to bring Mashiach. Which means, what does it mean, Lahavi? It's not that the Shliach will stand and wait until Mashiach comes, and once Mashiach arrives, then he'll participate and he'll benefit from it. Mashiach is here. But Lahavi means that he's aggressive, he does something about it. Not passive. He gets up and he does everything he can to bring Yemaisa Mashiach, Lahavi. Why does it say Yemaisa Mashiach Lashon Rab in plural? Because it's not enough to do whatever you can to bring the beginning of Yemaisa Mashiach one day. In other words, just to initiate that era, to start it. Not only when Mashiach is Becheskes Mashiach, now all the days of Mashiach, which means even after you've succeeded in achieving that Mashiach is already here, and we have the person who's already Becheskes Mashiach, as the Rambam writes, assumed to be Mashiach, but he's not Mashiach Vadai until he builds the Beis HaMikdash and brings all the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Rebbe adds, it's not enough, you can't satisfy yourself that you've already brought the era of Becheskes Mashiach. But you have to go further, bring all the days of Mashiach, also the completion of Mashiach Vadai. But Pashtos, again, the Rebbe repeats himself. What does this mean in a very simple way? What should you do? From this, international kinos should come out with resolutions how every shliach can prepare themselves and prepare all the Yidden in their city and where they are to receive Bnei Mashiach Tzidkenu. And here the Rebbe says how to do it. He asks the question, how? Here he says, I mean, how do people come more ready to accept Mashiach, to believe in Mashiach? Through the fact that he will explain to him the Inyan of Mashiach as it's explained in Teresh B'Ksav and Teresh B'Alper, Ba'ofen HaMiskabel Tziyedel Fisichle V'Avinosim. This is that famous word, Ba'ofen HaMiskabel, which unfortunately has been taken out of context. I'm sure you heard this expression before, that don't do these things because it's not Ba'ofen HaMiskabel, which appears as if the Rebbe gave a certain condition, and that is, don't talk about Mashiach unless people could handle it. It doesn't say that. You read the word, you don't take the word out of context, it says, teach people about Mashiach, tell them what it says in the written Torah, tell them what it says in the oral Torah, and tell it to each person in a way that they can accept it in their seichel, the way that they can understand it. Which means if it's a scholar, tell it to him in a scholarly way. If it's a simple person, tell it to him in a simple way. And if it's a scientist, talk to him in a way that he can understand. But especially this means through learning. Learn what it says in Torah, in Yonah Mashiach Gula, Bifrat Ba'ifukun Chachma Bina Vadas. In other words, don't give it to the person as some sort of a decree. This is it. If you're a Jew, you have to accept it and that's it. But explain it to them, teach it to them, educate them, that people would learn and understand what the subject of Mashiach is all about. So the question is, how do I prepare? This is how. Again, I once heard someone say that maybe we're not supposed to do anything different. Again, the same mistake. Maybe we shouldn't do anything new. Let's just, I don't like to do new things. Let's just do whatever we always did. What does it mean that everything should be connected to Mashiach? It means in my mind, I should have kavanah that what I'm doing is for the schus of Mashiach to come. So the other Rebbe says clearly, no, I mean that you should explicitly talk to people about Mashiach and Gula. Explain it to them, teach it to them, and have shiurim. As we know, we learned this last year many times, the Rebbe said that there should be a shiur of at least 10 people together learning all the places in Torah about the subject. Gemara Sanhedrin, Gemara Seita, Midrashim, Zohar, and Chassidus, and so on and so forth. As thus is the Avodah from them's man, and the Rebbe is saying, being that this is the Avodah of this time, this is the call of the hour. In other words, yes, before this wasn't such an emphasis, but now this is the call of the hour. It's understood that this is shaykh to every yid. There's absolutely no exception. Which means to say that if somebody is not ready to hear about Mashiach, there's no such person. The only question is how to bring it to him. This way, that way, or another way. Through a story, through a joke, through learning, through a casual way. That's the only question, how to bring it to him, how to get there. Do I start with something else until I get there? But that every single yid is capable of receiving this, the Rebbe says here again clearly, it's shaykh to every yid on Uisnam without any exception, absolutely no exceptions. The Yiratzim, the Rebbe concludes that if every shliach will fulfill his tafkid, so you see here the Rebbe is speaking specifically to shluchim, and he'll do it with all his eser keichas and nefesh, he'll incorporate and he will mobilize all his 10 faculties, and especially if all the shluchim will all together mobilize, they'll get together and unite in this inyan, they'll really go into it, surely we'll see that this will bring Tekev Miad Mamish, the main shliach, and this main shliach, which is Mashiach, with his eser keichas, shlach l'miyad tishlach. And again, the Rebbe repeats, as he said before, the shliach of our generation, which is Kvei Kedushas Meir V'chomi Admon Nesidrein, as this was in the previous generation, that the Friedrich Rebbe became one with his father, and he was his father's B'nai Yechidei, his one and only son. And through this, we have the shleimus of the 7 branches of the menorah. These words almost sound like some sort of a puzzle. But that's what it says. These are the words, I'm reading it. The Friedrich Rebbe, who was the Mashiach of the generation, as it was in the generation before this, and the Friedrich Rebbe became one with his father, he was his one and only son, and now we have all the 7 branches of the menorah. I guess one way of reading this is that the Friedrich Rebbe was Mashiach in the generation prior to ours. He became one with his father, means that that generation was completed. And now, once the Friedrich Rebbe's generation was completed and a new generation began, we have the 7 branches, and the Rebbe always refers to our generation, that this is the 7th generation. In other words, the 7th generation didn't begin until the Friedrich Rebbe united with his father, until his nostalgia. That's what it says. The Rebbe concludes, let me just say the last paragraph all the way at the bottom, with Suzamin. But together with the Shleimus Nabed of Shlichus, we should have immediately the Nisuyan, the marriage, as we said, the whole Sikha talks about this week's Parsha, the marriage, and explains that the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka was actually a reflection of the marriage of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe explains that the marriage of the Eibishter and Yitin has 2 phases, just like every marriage. There's Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin is the giving of the ring, and Nisuin is the chuppah. And years ago, in the times of Gemara, there was 12 months in between. First was the giving of the ring, that was Kiddushin. They were considered partially husband and wife, but they weren't allowed to be together as husband and wife. And the marriage wasn't completed until the chuppah, which was 12 months later. That was the time given to prepare. What we have today as an engagement and a marriage, then they had a kedushin. And today we do both under the chuppah. We shouldn't have that time in the middle. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we read the ksuvah under the chuppah. Why does it have to be read? It's good enough that it's written. One of the reasons are to make some sort of a hefsek between the kedushin and the sheva brachas of the nesuin. So the Rebbe explained that the kedushin, says in the Medrash, the kedushin of Klal Yisrael was Yitzis Mitzrayim. And the chuppah, the final stage of our marriage, is when Mashiach comes. As it says in Shir HaShirim, comparing us to husband and wife, and especially to those that take on a hachlata to learn all of Torah and the Ketuv Torah of the Alter Rebbe, that through learning this, this will also hasten the coming of Mashiach, viz b'ayf in the keva to save of Gover. It says that when Mashiach comes, we'll then see the maila of Malchus over the other spheres. We'll see the maila of the recipient over the provider, Mashpia and Mekabel, in language of Chassidus. Which means the Eibishter himself will actually thank us, as if to say, that he'll thank every Yid for what they did in order to bring Mashiach. And Eibishter will lead us to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, Yushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Nahar HaKodesh, Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. But the main thing is it should be taken from Yad Mamash. I just want to say this over here. Ma'ilu Nishmas, Chana, Nechama Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen, should have an Aliyah. And as the Rebbe says, the Emes Aliyah is that the Neshama come down in the Guf, and this Gashmi is the world, the Kitzav Rachna, Shaykh Ne'ofa, should be taken from Yad Mamash.